Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
So at the weekend, I went away for the night. My husband, Nico, had said, basically told me to go away. Nicer than that, he kind of just said, look, you've had lockdown and now school holidays, why don't you just go away for the night? You know, the border between Queensland and New South Wales opened on Friday, and you know, it was like, just book a hotel and go away for the night. So I did that, and something came up while I was away that I wanted to bring here during Show Up Speak Up. So I actually did a live in the Facebook group after this happened, but I wanted to explore it. And I know you're not all in the Show Up Speak Up group either, or doing the program. So I wanted to share the story here, because while we've been exploring showing up and speaking up, you know, there are situations that happen where we're not in the position to be able to speak up. And what can happen for me sometimes, and I know this is the case for a lot of us, is that we can beat ourselves up and go over the situation again and again and again in our heads, thinking of all the ways we would deal with it differently. And so this happened to me at the weekend. And it seems like a really, maybe, I don't know, like a lame thing, but anyway, I'm going to explain it. So I stayed at a resort, or like a, you know, big hotel, and they had a two-person limit in the lift due to COVID. So because of the square meter rule, you can only have two people in a lift unless you belong to the same family. So that caused all kinds of, you know, like in the morning, all kinds of kind of mayhem, I guess, like queues, people waiting, and everything was rather civilized. Anyway, I'm waiting for the lift, and the lift comes and there's two people in it, so I wait for the next lift, and there's people in that one, so I wait for the next lift, and then one comes and it's empty, and I jump in and hit my floor. And just as the door is closing, the couple that was standing behind me, the guy jumps in and the girl follows. And I say, oh, there's a two-person limit. And the guy says, she'll be right, closes the door and presses his button for the floor. And I was just shocked for so many reasons. There's so many layers to this, right? Like, so many layers to something that seems like such a superficial and maybe silly thing to some people. But it infuriates me, right? And it infuriated me more because I just said, okay, really passively aggressively. And that was it, because I was literally just so shocked that he had dismissed my concern. You know, like, I had every right not to have them in the lift, because that was the rule, for starters. But the fact that he dismissed me, a complete stranger and a woman, just made me so fucking mad. And so I did a Facebook Live into the Show Up Speak Up group, and one of the women there, Lisa Orkin, who you would have heard in Carlosophies in the back catalogue, she was the amazing woman. She's an amazing woman. Also a voiceover artist like me, and a podcast producer, and one of my best mates. She's in LA, and just a fucking legend. That's who I stayed with when I went over for She Podcast last year. Anyway, she had said, Yeah, I know that feeling. I call it being stunned into submission. And that's exactly how I felt. I felt stunned into submission. And as someone who, like, I don't feel, well, it's still a practice. I feel more and more comfortable with speaking up, right? Because it's like a muscle that we're working. And yet there are times when I don't, and I feel so shocked that I just, like, there's nothing to come out. And then afterwards, I think of all the things that I could have said. I could have said to that person, well, you might think it's all right, but I don't. Please get out. Right? But I didn't. And I, like, the woman who was with the guy, she was just kind of standing there sheepish. She was obviously not very comfortable with the situation either. And I don't know, the whole thing just, like, was just like, what? And it's funny because it opened up this conversation about being stunned into submission and how, like, the way that I think we can recognize that we have been stunned into submission is when we feel violated. And I definitely felt violated by this interaction. You know, like a complete stranger dismissing how comfortable or uncomfortable I was with the lift that I had priority on. And it's not even necessarily about the situation. Billy! It's about the lack of respect, really. How dare he? And there are plenty of times, in fact, you know why I'm so passionate about showing up and speaking up? And I spoke about this in a previous episode just recently. As I was heading into the program, I was pondering around why it's so important to me. And one of them is because I've had many situations where I have been stunned into submission and I haven't spoken up, and then it's really fucked with me. Right? And they've been big things, like actual violations, physical violations often. And I say often, I shouldn't have to fucking say often, right? Like, it's not okay. Like, yeah, anyway. So I guess I wanted to share this because, you know, as someone who does feel relatively comfortable, I feel like I'm getting better at confrontation and confronting things that I would have usually avoided at all costs. I absolutely despised confrontation. It made me supremely uncomfortable. Speaking up for my own needs and around my own boundaries has been really uncomfortable for me throughout most of my life. And I feel like a lot of this has to do with the conditioning we receive as young girls. In the be polite, you know, don't be mean. Just like be kind to that. I mean, not necessarily be kind, but be inclusive and don't be rude to people and, you know, all that kind of jazz. When really we're just a child who's setting some boundaries. And so that kind of stuff can stay with us. And I think that it does. I feel like a lot of women, well, I can tell because there's like almost like there's 80 something people in Show Up Speak Up. And obviously that's because this is an issue. Like, speaking up is hard. Certainly not comfortable. And yeah. And though I'm more comfortable with speaking up, and you know what? Like, I feel like a lot of us are more comfortable standing up for someone else than we are for ourselves. And that says a lot. Slight side tangent. But I wanted to bring this up because I guess I want to highlight that there are always going to be times, no matter how comfortable we get, there are always going to be times where we are stunned into submission. And that shouldn't be used as a weapon towards ourselves. I feel like that's what I do often, is like something like that happens and I'm like, well, it's not in integrity. I talk about showing up and speaking up, and here I am like literally paralyzed without, you know, not being able to, like a total freeze. And then I play the situation over and over and over in my head, what I would have done differently, how I could approach it next time, and all that kind of really uncomfortable stuff. And it takes up too much. Like literally yesterday, I was thinking about it pretty much all day for something that was not my fault, right? And so I'm learning. I think like yesterday was a really great, it was really great because it actually showed me that there are times where we might not be able to speak up, and that's okay. Because like showing up and speaking up is a practice. It is a muscle that we use and we get better at using. And there are situations now that happen, that occur, that I would never have spoken up about. And I do now. Right? It's like kind of a bad analogy, but when I was, and I've told this story before, when I was working as like a 14 and 9-month-year-old at Coles, that was a legal age to get employment then. I would write everything that I would say down and then have to get on the loudspeaker over the store and say, you know, welcome to Coles Supermarkets Killside, in the deli you've got Virginia and ham. And then I moved into radio, and eventually, and I would write down everything that I would say, and eventually started running on the beach recording little, you know, 3 or 4 minute videos of me clearing my head, and then eventually this, right? And now, having spoken so much, having practiced using my voice so much, I'm comfortable enough to like sit down a few minutes before a presentation and write out some dot points, and then just kind of free flow. And I generally hit record here without too much of an idea of what's going to come out. But that has been a practice. And the same goes with like finding your voice and using your voice is a practice. And so is speaking up. So the more we do it, the more comfortable we become doing it. Because there would have been a time, and I think this is really important to acknowledge, there would have been a time where I would have stood in that lift and felt uncomfortable but wouldn't have said anything. I wouldn't have said anything. I just would have been fuming on the inside. How dare you? The sign says 2 people. And I just would have been like energetically giving daggers. But instead I did say something. I said, there's a 2-person limit. Right? I did speak up and I was dismissed. But what I have to recognize is that I spoke up. And like I said, there would have been a time where I didn't. So I think it's really important for us to acknowledge how far we've come, rather than focus on what we haven't yet conquered or whatever, you know, like we're not quite there yet, but instead focus on how far we have come. Because I wasn't always someone who spoke up, you know? And yeah, I think that's about it. There is still time for you to join Show Up, Speak Up. We have a live call on Thursday. There's still 3 live calls to go at this point in time. And there will be a replay available. So you can watch the first week if you like. And then come join us live for the second week. Or if you're listening to this later, come join us for the third week and watch the 2 weeks of replay. Well, I'd love to have you in there. You can go to carlynimmo.com/wise, W-I-S-E. These programs, there's been 3 of them, or there will be. There was Purpose and Passion, which you're welcome to access. It's the live call is on there. And then there's Show Up, Speak Up, and next month we'll be running Clarify and Amplify, Callie Brown and I. So you can join one, you can join all 3. They are free because they were funded by a wonderful organisation up here in Lismore called WISE, or Women in Social Enterprise. So go to the website, sign up, join us in there, and feel free to join the Show Up, Speak Up group, where we're having some conversations about visibility and boundaries and all that kind of good juicy stuff. All right. Until next week.
What?
Until next week. Show up, speak up. Peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlynimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.